The next section of this discourse is who trains thus, I shall breathe in, experiencing the whole body, and then in brackets, of breath. Who trains thus, I shall breathe out, experiencing the whole body, of breath. The first thing to notice is that it starts as who trains thus. And it's different from the first two sections was sort of just their understanding of what is actually taking place. And the next, and all the rest of the sutta is now concerning training, so that one can develop different aspects of using the breath. Sukkati is to train or to practice and to learn. So it's like also learning from the breath in a particular way, of training the training with the breath in a certain way, so that one makes a conscious choice as to how one is going to use it or direct one's attention to the breath. So that in this one it's concerning the experiencing the whole body. And it's in the Pali, it's again, it's terse. Sabbagaya, I think, is so that sabba is all, or the whole, and gaya is the body. And then when it's explained in the commentaries, then it talks as explaining it as the breath body, as opposed to the whole body. I think it's worth recognizing that there are these two aspects, and I think there's no reason why one can't use the meditation in both ways, using paying attention to the breathing on the in breath, using the whole body as a basis for investigation, experiencing, establishing one's experience in the body, or focusing on the actual body of the breath, in the sense of the sensation of the breath. But as I say, in the commentaries, it immediately goes to the breath body. And I think it's quite essential, really, for us to use the breath in a way which we can get grounded in the body, using our meditation so that we do get grounded in the body. The sense of having a good anchor to use for the establishing of awareness, I think is very, very important. So that in settling the mind and beginning to get a foundation of concentration to be using that awareness of the body, and you can do that with using the in breath and in conjunction with the breathing, just to sort of get a sense of feeling what the body is doing, just being grounded in the body, in the bodily experience. There's a great advantage to being in the, say, established in the body, because of the sense of you're actually in the present moment. The body doesn't run away from the present moment, whereas the mind has a great tendency to try to escape or get out of, or to go off into fantasy, go off into the future, go back into the past, wander around, so that the actual immediate experience of attention of the body, it brings one back into the present moment. And this is a really necessary anchor. Get back into the present moment. You can feel that when you're sitting and meditating, and you get caught up in some mood, some kind of again, some fantasy, whether it's a fantasy of some gratification from sensuality, or a fantasy of aversion and dislike that comes up in the mind. One can get quite wrapped up in that, get quite excited over it. But if you just catch yourself and just sort of breathe and experience in the body, then it cuts through the whole proliferating tendency. So it's just so that's experiencing the whole body, getting grounded in the body experience. Very, very good anchor. Also, in the sense of if you pay attention to the say bodily sensation, you start to notice the affiliations that certain areas of the of the body have with emotion, feeling. You can feel sort of tenseness in certain areas of your say around your neck or your face, just sort of tension that one carries in around one's eyes or around one's jaws, around one's mouth, so that experiencing the actual sensations, what your body is carrying around, what your body is actually telling you. And the body sort of saying, "I'm tense. I'm angry. I'm suffering." And our mind can sort of just keep skipping over it and looking for something interesting, looking for something to proliferate about, looking for something to get interested in, and miss completely the experience of a particular mood, a particular feeling, so that to come back to the body sensation, breathing in, experience the body. What is the state of the body? Is there tension there? Is there sort of anxiety in the pit of the stomach? Is there the sense of self reaching up and grabbing you by the throat? Because it does. I mean, you see this feeling, this sense of I come up in the mind, and it clamps in, and you feel it right in the body. Here I am. Kinds of a sense of desire, that where the feeling is in the chest area. Sometimes intense desire, looking for something to latch onto the intensity around the chest. So to experience that, and then to do it with in conjunction with the breath. You're breathing into the particular feelings, recognizing them, and trying to experience them so that they're not something which is to be feared or shoved away, or to be followed on all the time. It's like desire or aversion. There's a sort of movement that's almost physical coming up, but one wants to follow the impulse. So that to use the breath to step it into the the experience and actually see more clearly what's actually happening. What is the state of the body mind complex? So that experiencing the whole body. Also in terms of like just developing concentration in using the breath in conjunction with the sensation of the body, so that one you're developing concentration by having the mindfulness of the breath conjoined with the awareness that's going to the body. Your mindfulness is staying within the sphere of the body, and that's moving awareness through the body. Like when you're breathing in, to actually feel the body, whether it's the head, the trunk of the body, the arms, the legs, different areas at different times, moving awareness through the body, experiencing the body. That's one of the exercises that they use in the Mahasi Sayadaw technique, which is very, very useful. Is that a sensation, so it's just imagining a sensation of either like the weight of a coin or a disc of light, which you move to different areas around your body, each in-breath and each out-breath, and you're going through your body in conjunction as the breath goes in. Then you pay attention to a particular area, breath goes out, breath comes in, you move the awareness to a different place, and you it's a very, very skillful technique for settling the mind down, giving the mind enough work to do so that the awareness is within the sphere of body-mind, so that breathing in, experiencing the whole body, and you start to, because the mind needs a certain amount of work to do. If the mind is not refined enough, awareness is not sharp enough, then if you don't give the mind enough work to do, then it gets either bored or restless or doubting, whatever, it starts to it looks for something else to do, so that using awareness of the body and then moving that awareness around through the body, and one can do it in different ways, like just the as I say, so that this Mahasi Sayadaw technique, very skillful. That Rupali technique of moving awareness through the using breathing, just say bringing the breath through the limbs, bringing the breath through the arms, out the arm, the out on the other side, down the legs, and bringing the breath out one leg, bringing the breath out the other leg, bringing the breath down the front of the body, down to the abdomen, bringing the breath from the top of the crown of the head down, back, down through the spine, getting a sense of the whole body being a connected piece, and using the breath as the basis. It develops a continuity of awareness. The mind starts to settle down, the mind starts to get concentrated. And that that's quite essential in terms of as one continues one's practice to get a sense of experiencing the fruit of some peacefulness of mind, some tranquility of mind that comes from concentration. But it takes a certain amount of effort or training, as it says, who trains thus. You're training the mind in ways of giving it enough work to do so that it's engaged, it's interested, it stays with what it's doing, and it's not going out. It's sort of within this sphere of body mind, this area around us. So that learning to keep coming back to that base, and one can use that as a foundation for a long time of developing, just to develop that sense of samatha, concentration, and a bit more stillness of mind. Because stillness of mind doesn't come from forcing the mind to be still. The stillness of mind comes from the mind being willing to give itself to an object, to go towards an object. And as long as the mind is holding out the options of restlessness or proliferation or doubt, or desire, and then it won't settle down. So that it's like keeping the mind busy enough with an object which is rather neutral, like the body, and is something tangible, solid. The feeling is there. Then the breath can start to conjoin with the sensation, and then start to settle. So then it begins to be a foundation of concentration. When they talk about the breath body, I think at first, it might be difficult just to stay with the breath on its own, so that just using the breath body, for most people, particularly for most Westerners, tends to be a bit difficult. So that, but once the mind does start to settle down, then it's useful to sort of, give it a refinement of a concentration. So that just staying with the sensation of the breath, so that one chooses usually the tip of the nose as the base, because that's where that's where the sensation is coming in, it's going out. And with the body of the breath is the sort of the whole sensation, so like from the beginning, the sensation of the through the middle, sensation through to the end of the breath. This is called the breath body. The sensation of the breath as it, how it feels in the body, And then as you're experiencing it at one particular point. Now, when you're concentrating the mind and settling the mind, then it does sort of, one sees the point that the commentators make in emphasizing the breath body, in that if one's going to concentration and stillness, then if one is staying with the whole body, then it's difficult to really concentrate. So then one goes to a more refined sensation. But it's important to lay that foundation first of concentration, being settled, getting the sense of comfort with just being mindful of the breath and of the body. But then to refine that more, then one goes to the sensation of the breath, paying attention to just at the beginning of the breath, starting to recognize what's the beginning of the breath, what does that feel like? Is that clear? Is it clear right through to the end of the breath? Or does the clarity start to waver? Where does the awareness start to shift from on one in-breath, from the beginning of the breath until the end of the breath? Where does awareness start to shift? Or how does one sustain awareness through one whole in-breath so that it's constant? And it starts getting smaller, what you're paying attention to. As you're paying attention to the breath, and using that, say that the breath body, the breath as the foundation, then just recognizing what is the in-breath more clear, is the out-breath more clear? Where does the mind tend to wander off? Because usually what happens, we can sort of get interested in something at the beginning of things and then we don't follow through it. So that by the end of the out-breath, the mind's already starting to drift. So that picking up on that tendency and then developing more consistency of awareness, staying with, because on a rational level you would think, geez, I should be able to pay attention to one in-breath and one out-breath. But in reality, you start watching, you see, mindfulness is not all that great. It's not all that sharp. Not all that consistent. So then it starts to refine and to stay with the sensation of the breath. And starting to pay attention to, say, subtle sensations in the breath body, and also how it feels, or how it appears in the mind. And it's important once the mind is really starting to settle on the breath, and being on the, say, like on the breath body, then to actually go to the breath body. Don't sort of mix it up with don't try to make it correspond anatomically to the physical body, because sometimes you'll get different sensations of maybe the body being much lighter or a different shape than what you normally conceive it, or maybe your breath is not corresponding to where you think your body is. And it's quite all right. Don't go back to your logical conceptual framework, because that'll anchor you into the mundane again. Go to the sensation of the breath. As the mind starts to settle more on the breath, then just go to that sensation and just let it see where it takes you, what happens. But if you say pay attention to the beginning, the middle, and the end of the in-breath, beginning, the middle, the end of the out-breath, stay with that. And then the mind will tend to drop the body, drop the physical, and then go toward just pure sensation, mental perception, so that you're going to the perception of the breath, as opposed to even the sensation of the breath. Because sometimes the sensation of the breath starts to get refined and settle down. So then one goes more to the perception of the breath. So that settling into that the rhythm of the breathing, and it will change. The perception of the breath can change and take different forms. So just to stay with the sensation. Now then the mind will like to grab at that and say, "Wow, I'm starting to get concentrated." And then, what am I going to do? And then you'd end up sort of holding too hard on it. That's where you're just coming back to gently establish awareness around the sensation of the breath, the breath, and take it as it appears, as it is dominant, rather than trying to grab onto it or shape it or force it to be any particular way. So that, say, the breath body is a bit more refined, and then it's a vehicle for concentration. So using experiencing the whole body, really taking interest in what the sensations are. How is one experiencing, whether it's the physical body or the body of the breath, how is one experiencing it? And take an interest in that. That's what, rather than trying to force the mind to be quiet or coming from any particular preconception of how the mind should be, take an interest in how are you experiencing the breath body, or the body as it is breathing. And that's your basic foundation for all meditation. Success in meditation comes from interest. So that interest coupled with mindfulness, so it's like the foundation for mindfulness. You're taking that interest, and with interest and then application of effort, the mind sticking with what one's doing, investigating, adjusting, recognizing clearly what's happening. These are your four ittipala, the basis for success, and basis for experiencing, say, the fruits of one's practice. So the sense of, it starts with the taking interest. So the interest in experiencing the body, experiencing the breathing, paying attention to the breath coming in, the breath going out, paying attention to the breath body. How it's experienced, how it's perceived, so that being content with paying attention to something quite little, like one in-breath and one out breath. If you notice what our mind is doing all the time, it's not content to pay attention to something so seemingly mundane. It wants answers, or it wants to have a philosophical framework to hang it around. But it's not content with just experiencing the whole body. So that to recognize that tendency, and then just again the sense, like the anticipation that comes up in the body, or the impulse that comes up in the body, the surging forward, looking for something else, to feel that in the body, experiencing the whole body, and then staying with the breath. Staying with the breathing. I'll offer that for your attention this evening.